my HOA sent out an email, but I saw army worm. And I was like, well, this is interesting. And
they said,
they said there's army worms in the neighborhood. There were a lot of them. I don't think it was just the army. I think it was the full
fleet business.
Yeah. I think it was Marines. I think it was Navy. I think it was Army. Maybe the Coast Guard. They were everywhere.
The Navy worms.
They were everywhere.
In the yard.
Hey, everyone. Jason Malone here. Welcome to the Jesus on Display podcast. Before we begin today's content, I wanted to say thanks for supporting us here at Fellowship Greenville with your gifts and your generosity. Because of your giving, we get to share resources like this podcast with you to help reach you wherever you are in your life with Jesus. If you'd like to support the ministry of Fellowship Greenville, you can head to fellowshipgreenville.org/give to get started. Thanks so much for your support, and we hope you enjoy today's episode. Good morning, afternoon, evening, maybe middle of the night.
Wherever this finds you, whenever this finds you.
We want to welcome you to the Jesus on Display podcast of Fellowship Greenville.
A division of Fellowship Greenville Enterprises.
And my name's Jason. This is my good friend, Matt.
Howdy.
We work here, and we love it. Mm-hmm. And they invite us into the wonderful podcast studio of FG about once a quarter. And we give a little bit of a quarterly update on all the happenings.
Yep.
And that's not all we do here, though, on the podcast. You could tune in at other times. And what kind of things would you hear if you tuned in at another time?
Well, you don't really tune in. That's like radio.
Okay.
But if you just went to it, you would find condensed messages.
Yeah,
we have those on there.
Mm-hmm.
We have some stories of grace from some of our people.
Yep.
And just encouragement for your daily commutes, whatever that means. You can find it. Encouragement for your daily commutes.
How often do you listen to a podcast on your daily commute?
In my car.
Are you a podcast
almost
guy?
Almost exclusively, because
really?
Music is such a big part of my life.
Okay.
I'll listen to, I don't know, stuff about fantasy football right now. I'll listen to maybe once in a while like a financial podcast just to be encouraged by listening to other people's problems.
As a pastor, aimlessly talking is a big part of my life. And so I like to listen to music. It was just a joke because of what you said about the music part. I like to listen to music.
I get it.
I prefer country. It's simple. Minded.
Country in the car. I'll do that.
Yeah, yeah. I like that. And I want that. I don't mean that people who sing country are simple minded, if anybody's ready to tweet that out.
No.
I just mean that I like lyrically the simplicity of a good country song. That's all I meant by that, everybody.
I agree. Jason, what is one fall activity as we head into the fall, even though no one's told the weather yet? What is one fall activity that you're looking forward to in the traditional fall?
In the traditional fall?
Mm-hmm.
I love sport, and I love the
all manner of sport.
I love the sports, including football, college preferably. And baseball.
And exciting right
now. I pull for the Atlanta Braves. And
as does our house.
They've been pretty good for the last couple of decades, which means this time of the year is an exciting time of the year. So I look forward to it. I feel like the sports season really kicks it up a notch.
We're
when you
down
get
the
to
home
the fall.
Stretch. Gotta win the games.
What about you? What do you look forward to?
Well, one of my top favorite fall activities is not mowing my lawn anymore. I think that is just exciting.
You have a Bermuda, it goes dormant.
Yeah. I think we're almost to the point where I see it, you know, it might be at a good height to just leave it alone, let it be until next year. Maybe one more.
I got in a good mow yesterday. And I actually, as I mowed, thought, this might be the last mow. I also have Bermuda. Now, I want to let our listening audience know that here in the upstate, if they haven't heard, we've got an army worm situation.
Crisis.
My HOA sent out an email, which I got to be honest, I don't typically read them. But I saw army worm, and I was like, well, this is interesting. And
army of worms?
They said there's army worms in the neighborhood. Now, this was 3 weeks ago. So two things I want to say. One, the worms are pretty slow because it took them about 3 weeks to get to
They're making their way down the road.
Yeah, to get to my yard. But I'm here to tell you, when they showed up, there were a lot of them. I don't think it was just the Army. I think it was the full fleet business. Yeah. I think it was Marines. I think it was Navy. I think it was Army. Maybe the Coast Guard.
Navy worms.
They were everywhere.
In the yard.
And so they arrived on a Friday, as they do, And the people that treat my lawn, they aren't working on the weekend.
I don't think they just arrive on a certain day. But I
mean, mine arrived on a Friday.
You noticed them on a Friday.
At 9 o'clock at night when I got out of my car. And any of my neighbors who were watching watched me take on army worms in my front yard.
I love this mental picture. You're just throwing them in the concrete one by one, smashing them.
That's exactly what you have to do. I went into my garage. I got my my shoes that I mow the grass in, and I started flicking them into the cul-de-sac, onto the driveway,
and
then just smacking them. No, I used the shoe to flick the army worm.
I know.
You know what? I won Friday night. They came back Saturday night. About the same time.
Coast Guard worms like to come out about nine. Right back.
I did it again. Wife's just laughing at me. Did I see them again on Sunday evening? I did. They work on the weekend.
You can't just smash them. You have to be treated. So they came back and did a treatment. Yeah. I had them a couple years ago.
Yeah.
It's a painful process. I'm sorry.
I just wanted to let people know if they didn't know, army worms are in the upstate. Keep an eye out.
So that's our favorite fall activity.
Killing army worms. And you not mowing your grass. You actually said it was apple picking. Your favorite thing was apple picking.
Well, we were going to talk about how apple picking is pretty overrated, I think. Like, we all think it's going to be fun, but then we go and realize everyone else thought it was going to be fun, and so we can barely park, and we wait in line 45 minutes for a donut, which is basically why you go apple picking, right? Mm-hmm. And then you just pick up a big bag of apples instead of picking them, and you go home, and they rot in your counter.
I'll confirm with my wife, but I'm pretty sure I've never gone apple picking in my entire life.
That doesn't surprise me at all. The kids are like, "Dad, can we go apple picking?" And you're like,
I put them in some preschool care back in the day, like before school. They had preschool stuff, and I feel like they went to like pumpkin patches and apple picking. I think Jen tagged along as she did.
They got the experience.
That's exactly what I'm talking about.
All right. That's our time, and we'll... No, I'm just kidding.
We got to update the people.
Yeah, we want to talk a little bit about our current sermon series in the wonderful, momentous book of Galatians.
Yeah.
We studied it about 17 years ago, I believe.
A long time ago.
And many point to that as a huge turning point in their faith and in theology and how they thought about salvation. And so it's great to revisit that.
Because there's so many new people here.
Yeah, I would say a high percentage of new people are hearing it for the first time. So we've been working our way through that in the fall, and we'll continue. We'll take a little break, you know, at Christmas and remind ourselves of some Christmas things, and then we'll pick up again in the spring and finish out Galatians. But what's been a favorite thing that you've kind of heard as a theme from people, or your personal favorite emphasis? What do you think?
No, I do. It's kind of what I said. I think because a lot of newer folks that are here, it's been interesting. I think I talked about this a few Sundays ago when I was teaching, the number of people who are saying thank you. Like, this isn't actually what I've heard growing up around the church, or maybe just caught by being around the church when it comes to our right standing with God through Jesus alone. You know, the phrase, the tagline we've used over and over again, Jesus plus nothing equals everything, Jesus plus anything equals nothing. And so coming back to that over and over again and unpacking it as we've gone through these first couple of chapters has just been a real encouragement. And then other people who just know people who feel like these messages would be encouraging to them, sending them along to other people. Yeah. That's been encouraging to hear as well.
It's been great. The musical worship has been powerful as we just celebrate the truth of these things.
And you wrote some songs back in the day, right? When y'all went through this series the first time?
Oh, probably.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have you pulled any of those out yet? Are we doing any of those, or that's
I think
later?
I pulled one out for a prelude. He has done it all.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Yeah, I might need to revisit that.
And we're hearing from community group leaders and community groups about some really good conversation taking place around the table, which is also encouraging to hear. Yeah, I think it's been fantastic.
Yeah, to feel it and know it instead of just like think about it. I think it's been a huge, huge part of the journey. Yeah.
Another thing that's going on here in the fall of 2024, Matthew, is
which is this year,
more intentional communication, just because it's time around all things Adams Mill and expansion.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm thrilled as I've been down to see the site, as a general foreman does. to kind of walk around and see the progress that's being made with the facility.
You have to keep your finger on the pulse of the progress.
You and I were recently down there. We did a video to give an update to all the people in regards to the space. As you walk around, this isn't in the notes, what do you go, I think I'm going to like this about the new space. Is there anything in particular?
I think the general flow of just the front of the building.
Yeah.
From, you have the commons area there, which comes right out into this pretty outdoor space with the wooden feature.
Yeah, a little courtyard is really pretty. Yeah,
and then it's pretty close to the auditorium entrance. Like, I think post-service when the weather is nice, I think that whole area is just going to be a wonderful place to hang out and chat with your friends. And
yeah.
So, yeah, beautiful. I haven't been down there in a while. I don't go down there as often as you.
Right.
Because I'm just girder expert.
You're a girder expert.
I'm not a general foreman. So I go down there once in a while, check on the girders. But it was great to see so much being done and the drywall going in and just the shape of everything. You can start seeing it going. So
we're really excited the YMCA is still able to use their fields there. I should say our fields, like they're using our fields. But I'm glad that they're still on the property and doing things down
Saturday,
there as well. Do you think they know about the Army Worms? Has anybody told the Y? Do you think the Y is listening to this podcast?
No.
If you are a chairman of the YMCA and no one has told you, there's an army worm problem in the upstate of South Carolina. And based on how close I live to Adams Mill, those worms are going to be there in the next 7 to 8 years.
I'm pretty sure that the children that are trampling and running through those fields, they just kill all the worms that they try to get there, but the children are like, and they just...
Well, you get that right out of my hand. Will you read the note right here that tells people where they can go to get more information, like that website?
We have a whole, because you can't read it without glasses. There's a whole page dedicated to all things expansion.
Yeah.
Like it's your home to go to. So you know our website, hopefully, which is fellowshipgreenville.org.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And then you would just do a slash and type the word expansion.
Yep.
Very easy to remember. You can go there and see all kinds of things. You can see the latest updates, which includes pictures of what's going on and some upcoming opportunities.
You can also get to this website from our app. Isn't that right, Chandler? And you can also get there from our web. Like, you just go to our website, fellowshipgreenville.org, and then you can get to there.
Absolutely.
Well. You don't have to go typing things in. You just hit the button. But you can type things
in. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
All that to say, there's a lot of questions answered. Are you getting some questions? I'm getting questions, which are good questions, by the way. Hey, how are we going to do this? Hey, what's this going to look like? Hey, what does this mean for this in the future?
Yeah, and those questions are ramping.
Some of those are answered on this page. So I want to let people know they can go there and get some of their questions answered.
Asked questions.
Yeah.
Yes.
You could get a t-shirt that just says, go to the website.
Expansion.
And people can find out some info. We'll keep updating that as well. So that's really, really excited. There are two things coming up in particular, two dates we want to remind everybody of.
Mm-hmm.
On October the 13th, that's a Sunday afternoon from 2 to 5, 2 p.m. to 5 p.m. You got time to grab lunch, come on over. You got time
get
to come over.
Get a Jersey Mike's
sub.
Go
to dinner.
This episode
that's what
brought
you're
to you by Jersey Mike's.
That's what you're interested in. And is it going to be an afternoon of prayer? Obviously, you aren't coming for the whole 3 hours, but anytime during that time frame, you can come in, drop by. Our team and some of our volunteers here have worked to put together just some guided prayer things as you walk around the facility. The whole thing won't be open. You can get into the auditorium space. You can get into the student space and the large room for our kids ministry. And obviously around the parking lot and whatnot, and spend some time praying. We think that'll be an encouragement to you. I think Sharpies are available. People can write a prayer or some scripture on the floor in those rooms as well before they get carpeted and whatnot. But we're really looking forward. So, again, and it's open to those of you that just want to come by and pray and drop in. We're not doing refreshments. There's not even restroom.
Apples
there's
or
not
donuts.
Even no. There's no restroom facilities available to
okay,
you.
Okay, plan so for that.
Plan it. You're gonna come in. You're gonna spend some time praying. You're gonna get out of there.
So you might be there for 20, 30 minutes.
That's exactly what we're saying.
And yeah, but it's kind of a cool thought. Forevermore, you'd be like, hey, I wrote. John 3:16 on the floor right there.
Yeah.
It's covered up, but it's there. I know it's there.
Yeah, or a prayer for someone that you're just praying for, or whatever the case may be. Pretty cool. And then we also want to invite you on November the 10th, which is also a Sunday, in the evening. We're going to have a night of worship and vision. For those of you that have prayed about and decided, being led to be at Adams Mill. Like, it's going to be your campus. You're going there. Mm-hmm. Maybe some of you who are still praying through that want a little more information. Also,
it's not a commitment.
It's not a commitment.
Come check it out.
But come that evening. It's going to be a great night of worshiping together, talking a little bit about Adams Mill. And so we hope that you will put that on the calendar as well.
So what is a vision night? Do you get your a vision screening or what? Like, what would you talk about really?
We'll talk about the future.
Okay.
I haven't written all that up
yet.
You cast a little vision, mm-hmm. And you answer some questions, because I think that in that space we can answer
Q&A.
Some specific questions, because people are asking, how's teaching going to work and all that kind of stuff in those spaces? Can we bounce back and forth? What about my community group if half of them go here and half of them go there? So there's a lot of good questions that are coming in that we'll be able to talk about as well. So
also under expansion, we are celebrating a couple things. Redemption Life Fellowship.
Yeah.
Which we lovingly refer to as RLF.
Right.
But what sometimes that makes me think of is, the kids have texting things, the abbreviations.
Sure.
One of them is ROFL, which is rolling on the floor laughing.
Okay.
So when I say RLF, sometimes I think of rolling on the laughing floor. It's neither here nor there.
It really isn't here nor there.
But Redemption Life Fellowship, RLF.
They just had their one-year anniversary.
One-year anniversary. Happy birthday.
This would be the first church that we launched out of the Upstate Church Collective, mm-hmm. our partnership, Fellowship Greenville and Summit Church. With a desire to plant churches and be a part of renovating churches across the upstate of South Carolina. Two of our families from here, the Harm family and the Jones family, Derek and Sam, went to pastor Redemption Life Fellowship as it got started. They're still there doing great work. I had the chance to be there this past Sunday on their one-year anniversary. They baptized three people, which was really cool to see.
Nice.
And so, just incredibly thankful for what the Lord's doing with Redemption Life there on Pelham Road. And then also, just recently, within the last, depending on when this comes out, week or so, Living Vine Community Church also launched out in Woodruff, South Carolina.
Oh, yeah.
And Josh Keels and his family. So Josh is a former pastor at Summit Church. Mm-hmm. He and his family went out to get that started, along with Jonathan North and his family. Some of you may remember Jonathan. Jonathan used to be on staff here at Fellowship Greenville back in the day in the community group, men's group world. And so Josh and Jonathan have gone out to launch that. So I was out there for their opening day. There's a whole bunch of people.
Very cool.
In a barn in the middle of a vineyard, and the barn continues. I mean, the barn was already really, really nice.
It's an event barn. Don't think
it's a really nice barn. I'm going to go out on a limb, though, because I've been out there. It's even nicer than it was. That thing's air conditioned.
Got it air conditioned.
Wow. Yeah, yeah.
Some stuff in there.
Yeah.
LVCC. Really nice. What would that be if the kids were texting
I have no idea.
Okay.
Yeah.
We'll think about that.
We will think about it. So, really exciting. I want to take this moment for those of you that are tuning in. On the radio.
That have just
tuned it in. A lot of people have prayed for these church plants and these families that have gone, these pastors that have stepped out. So thank you for praying for them. And a lot of folks have given, above and beyond probably what they already give to their local church. They're mm-hmm. giving to these churches getting started. And that is a huge encouragement to so many. There's a lot of startup costs that go with getting a church going. And so anyway, just thank you for your generosity and for your prayers. And if you haven't been and you would like to, you can. Even when you go to give at Fellowship Greenville, there's a spot where you can give to UCC. So feel free to do that. And then definitely add them to your prayer list if you would.
Yeah, I was talking to a friend the other day just about it's very exciting to start these things and to see them come to fruition after praying and planning. And then it's a little intimidating as well. Starting something has challenges.
Sure.
So we were talking about thinking 3 years down the road is kind of an exciting thought to me. What could happen at a place in 3 to 5 years and the people that God would use that community to reach there, and just the multiplying of communities that we have been talking about taking effect in the area. So
yeah, it is exciting. We just launched the Upstate Church Collective 3 years ago, and the Lord has been so kind and gracious that in a matter of 3 years, two churches have been planted and started. And then you got Adams Mill, which is also coming online here in a couple of months, and all that's mm-hmm. gone into that. So yeah, an exciting season around Fellowship for sure. We talk about this a lot. Our mission is to reintroduce people to Jesus and the life that he offers. That's why we exist and why we're doing what we're doing. And then our vision in this season of ministry is to multiply communities of grace that are passionately pursuing life and mission with Jesus. And we feel like being about that allows us to get after the mission of reintroducing people to Jesus. So it is an exciting season, and a whole lot of people giving a whole lot of time. That's our staff team, which I'm incredibly thankful for, but it's a lot of volunteers as well, like stepping, like, and people who have left Fellowship Greenville and Summit and said, this is our new church home now, and we want to minister with this crew and be on mission with this crew. It's been fantastic. Yeah. Before we keep going, because we have the time.
Okay.
How's your back? I feel like we need to take it to the people that you've been struggling. Well, I have some chronic back issues. I have scoliosis, lordosis. I have a lot of the docei. And so I've struggled since I was a kid. Some kids were chasing me one time at a YMCA, ironically, in Spartanburg. And
is this a dream you're having? Or is this
really happened. And the way the YMCA in downtown Spartanburg had built their facility was really kind of sloped front to back. So there's a retaining wall.
Okay.
And when I'm running into the little courtyard area, the wall is like, you know, 3 or 4 feet. You just jump over. But by the time I got to the part of the wall that I jumped over, as some friends of mine were chasing me, as kids do after church sometimes, I just hit the wall and I sprung over. And as I went over, I realized, oh, this is going to be a lot further.
A little more.
Yeah. And I landed on my tailbone. I couldn't breathe, and I was looking up, and my friends, two, were laughing. One wanted to make sure I wasn't dead. And I've struggled with back pain ever since then.
It happens.
I also have one leg that's longer than the other, and so you put all of that together, or one shorter. They're not exactly sure.
It's a dumb joke.
It's a good one, though. You laugh at it every time that I say it. All that to say, I've had back pain for a really long time, and recently.
I think most people do. Gravity just gets you.
It really does. Lower right for me.
Yeah. Well,
you've been struggling.
I don't want to take too much time on it.
Well, we have
time. I put that prayer request in the church app.
Oh, you did?
Which I thought now is probably a mistake.
Yeah.
Because it's all that anybody talks to me about on Sundays.
Yeah.
When do those prayer requests roll off, Chan? Like when you get better, can you just go, hey, I'm fine, everybody, it's good. Thanks a lot. They never leave. So for the rest of my life, thanks for praying for my back. But the people have been really gracious. I love that people are reading the app and praying for things that people put on there. I fell off a rope swing when I was in high school.
I was there. I remember that. I totally forgot about this.
Just like two guys decided, let's go off the rope swing when it really shouldn't have.
So not us two. I was just there observing you do this.
John Looney and myself, we jumped off. And right about at the apex of force, the rope snapped, and he landed on top of me. Mm-hmm. And so I also lost my breath, and I was trying to catch my breath.
Yeah, and you've been in pain since then?
And he jumped up and ran away. That probably was the start of things, but lately, it's just been a longer season than usually in my life. Usually I can, like, you know, kick a back problem or neck problem in a week or two, and this one's been, like, 2 or 3 months. So I'm hitting the physical therapist, you know, I'm doing that right after this. I'm going to another session. So he's making me stretch in horrible ways, and he's making me contract muscles that I didn't even really know that were on my body.
But tell him what you purchased that I also have in my garage.
Oh, I actually just another musician friend lent me their inversion table.
You didn't have to pay for it?
No.
Oh, I went like $25 on Facebook Marketplace.
That's great. So I'm hanging upside down. From time to time, which
you can really feel it, right? You kind of, some people think that's all mental and it's a big hoax.
Part of the therapy. No, it's a good thing.
I think it's a really good thing too.
In combination with strengthening and stretching.
So those of you that are out there driving around today, and you go, you know what, you're struggling maybe with some back pain, and you go, I don't know that these pastors can relate to me in my plight.
Yeah, we do.
We want to let you know that if it's back pain you're struggling with, we can relate.
You got a friend in me.
Yeah, man.
That's
me.
Right.
That's exactly right. And if y'all want to get together and talk about it at any point in time on a Sunday,
stop on by.
Stop by and talk to Matt about it. I don't want to talk about it. I'm just kidding. All right, we need to wrap up. There's a couple of things we want to let everybody know about.
Yeah, so back to the campus here at Fellowship Greenville. If you have been here for even a few weeks, or maybe you've been here for a year and you're like, okay, I've kind of been observing but how do I get involved more, or how do I take the next step in my walk with Christ? So, well, we got some ideas for you. The first thing is, if you've never been through Starting Point, that's where you go. That's your starting point for connection and learn about the basics of FG, meet some of our people, have free lunch.
Yeah, it's a great time.
Our next one is coming up on October 20th, I believe.
All right.
Okay, so check that out. And then from that, you would find some avenues where if you wanted to get connected into community, we have something called FG Community that you would step into that and learn about that. Or FG Serve. So these are kind of the main areas of Christian life that we say, hey, if you want to look for your next step, this is where you would go.
Yeah. So. We've already mentioned the app, but go back to the app. Check it out if you don't have it. It's fantastic. It keeps you updated on a lot of the happenings around Fellowship Greenville. Also gives you access to our community Bible reading plan. A lot of folks around here are reading the same thing on the same days, which is a huge encouragement as you share that with your friends and family.
I used it this morning.
You did use it this morning because I received your text about
That's
it.
Right.
So thanks for sending it over. Mm-hmm. And then we also want to let people know that there's a baptism class coming up really soon, and you can get signed up for that online as well. But if you're interested in getting baptized, or if you're just interested in learning more about baptism, how we teach that here biblically, come be a part of that class with us, get a little more info, because we're having a baptism coming up on a Sunday morning in November.
November 10th.
So
coming to the class doesn't obligate you. You're going to get baptized now.
That's correct.
I mean, we would hope so. But
yeah.
If you have some questions.
But if you want to get baptized, we do ask that you come to the class. That's right. So. All right, Matt, I think we covered all the things. I think we hit our time. Mine says 27 minutes. That's how long we're supposed to go. The timer's been running here beside me the entire time.
Very good work. It's good to catch up.
Anything you feel like we needed to say that we didn't say, this would be the opportunity to say it. Not that it's personal, not if there's something you need to talk with me about personally.
It's just a busy, exciting time. So we love you and appreciate the people of Fellowship Greenville. It's just a place full of wonderful people. I've been thinking that lately.
Yes.
Just it's a little overwhelming to see multiple new families every week.
Yeah.
And to feel like I can't possibly know all these people and care for all these people, but that's not our call. We can't be everywhere for everybody, but we have this group of people that we're called to invest in. So as we all do that as the body of Christ, then we are cared for and we grow it's a lot right now. So.
Yeah, we're excited to continue to journey with you, thankful for what the Lord's doing in your life and through your life, and we'll see you real soon. God bless. Matt and Jason, quarterly update, fall 2024.
Going to do some apple picking.
Concluded.
Marine worms.
The Jesus on Display podcast is produced right here at Fellowship Greenville in Greenville, South Carolina. Thanks for listening to today's episode. Follow and share this podcast with anyone who might be interested or curious about our church community or how storytelling unites us and helps us feel more connected. To actively keep up with what's going on at our church, head to our website at fellowshipgreenville.org, follow us on all social media platforms, and subscribe to our YouTube channel. Thanks so much for tuning in. Grace and peace to you for your week. We'll see you next time.